Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Right now, here he is, the star of WABC, whether it's weekday afternoons from 12:15 to 1 or all weekend long, and a guy that now spends a lot of time on this show because I just think he's great, and that is my dear friend Curtis Suva. I'll tell you this, I went to this huge event in Rockaway on Saturday night, the annual Little North Pole event hosted by Joe Murray. Mayor Eric Adams was there, Stephen Van Zandt, a host of others. And the question, I swear to you, the question I was asked most often was, where's Curtis? So my question to you is, Mr. Everywhere Guardian Angel, the Rockaways love you. Why did you screw the people in my neighborhood and not show up on Saturday?
You, Sid Rosenberg, are a fair-weathered friend. I was listening to you in the bullpen in preparation. I see you're ready to throw Donald Trump under the bus Bruce Springsteen will come on your show.
That's correct.
Boy, how quick you
Wait a second. Donald Trump is hanging out with the anti-Semites. He's having dinner with Kanye West. He's giving the biggest anti-Semite in the country a chance to speak.
No. That's not it.
You're
given the opportunity to have Bruce Springsteen
on
with you, right? You've already said, that's it, it's over. I'm no longer a Trumper. I'm swimming with Congressman Petey King and Bo Deedle towards Curtis, the never-Trumper, the Rhino, right?
Well, I'm not there yet. Let me just say this before you start bombarding my Twitter at Sid Rosenberg. And by the way, just so you know, folks, I don't care. I don't care what you think. I don't care if you get upset. I don't make decisions based upon what you think or what you say, quite frankly. Nor did I make decisions based on my late partner, who I missed desperately, Bernard McGurk.
Now, let me say this, and you know I'm a never Trumper. No better friend of Israel than Donald Trump.
Right.
No better friend.
True.
And I was listening to Dov Hyken, by the way, who threw me under the bus. No better friend of Israel than Donald Trump.
Well, I laid out, if you listen to that segment where I did play the Dov Hyken audio, I laid out, Curtis, the four or five things that Donald Trump did for Israel. But you know how this works. It's, what have you done for me lately? So he did a great job, Israel, the Arab Emirates, him and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. But to sit at Mar-a-Lago with two really potent anti-Semites, what's your excuse?
Let me see. How many Democrats sat with Screwy Louis Farrakhan, sat without Slim Shady Sharpton, sat
you
with...
You really are.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Really
come
are.
On. Let's be honest.
Will you
here.
Leave Eric out of this? You can't.
Did I mention Eric Adams?
No, but you're intimating that he did some of those.
By the way, he was invited to the Rockaways. I wasn't invited.
You weren't invited?
You didn't. Who extended an invitation to me?
I would have thought Mike Sullivan, Tom Sullivan, I mean, Joe Murray.
You know what I got? Ugats.
But
I got Bupkis.
How was that?
You had Eric Adams coming. So
yeah.
Eric Adams did not want to have to share the stage with Curtis
Lee. First of all, I didn't even see Eric Adams, the mayor. Me and Danielle went home early, so I missed him.
Yeah, but the people who were organizing it, your very dear friends now, your neighbors, they knew he was coming.
Yeah.
You better believe they had their little cabala. If you invite Curtis, they'll give him a standing ovation. They'll boo Eric Adams. I voted for you, Curtis, which they did.
As you know,
I won that area.
Yes, you did.
As did Congressman Lee Zeldin.
Well, that's why people were asking about you on Saturday. They're like, where's your buddy Curtis Lee?
Well, you better talk to your newfound buddies now. Why did we? You even had Joe Causey out there, who we both love. Joe Causey, remember?
Right.
WKTU, WCBS FM. Everybody loves Joe. But what about Curtis?
No, you're right. I'm sorry. Joe actually co-hosted the event with me and Todd Wharton.
Excellent.
But you should have been there. So
and Stevie Van Zandt, Schmata Boy was there. Right, and you're, please, have Bruce come on. Please, I'll throw Trump under the bus. Anything you ask.
Well, where is this? There's no connection
you're
between
You're going to be like
Trump
Howard Stern all of a sudden. Oh, I hate Trump. I hate Trump. Well, what is wrong
there
with you,
There is no connection between Donald Trump and Bruce Springsteen. I'm angry with Trump because he's decided to meet with anti-Semites, and I've loved Bruce Springsteen my whole life, even though he did stab Donald Trump in the back. I don't care.
If all of a sudden Stevie Van Zandt called you up, Schmata Boy, and said, Bruce will do it, but you must renounce Donald Trump. What are you going to do, Sid?
I'll denounce Donald Trump in 2 seconds.
You see what I said?
Nuts? This is Springsteen.
Oh, my God. And what did he say? He said nothing. He sat there with Howard Stern, said nothing. By the way, what is he charging? $5,000 for a store up in the nosebleed section?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, the working class hero.
I wouldn't know.
1% Rumson.
I get my tickets for free. I'm a massive superstar.
Yeah, you're a schnorrer. You're a schnorrer.
I don't care that you got to pay for my ferry home every day. I don't care you have to pay for Bruce Springsteen tickets. Earn the right like I do these things for free.
Now, also, you mentioned I'm an enemy of Joe Borelli. Can
yes,
I give
are.
Him a shout out? Can I give him a...
Uh-oh.
It's Black Friday, but New York City is still in the red, thanks to Biden's border crisis. 26,000 illegals here, costing us $1 billion. That was a brilliant piece he sent out. Brilliant. Absolutely spot
on. I'm waiting for you to say something nasty afterwards.
No. That was brilliant.
Okay, so
I'm on board with that in solidarity.
You're just giving Joe Borelli credit.
Right, you know me. I could be your friend and... Within 24 hours, I'm your foe.
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm putting my boots to the back of your head in the schoolyard. You know how it is in the old school. I got to give credit where credit was due. That was brilliant.
Now, what do you need Joe Borelli for that you've decided now to bury this? Because he did call you an ingrate, which is a really, really rough adjective.
I thought it was incest. I was a product of incest or something like that. You know, hey, look, I go from day to day.
Okay.
If we're joined in solidarity to stop the flow of illegal aliens into our city, it's costing us $1 billion, I'm with you.
But wait a second. Mayor Eric Adams is upset about it also.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We're paying for it, right? What happened to his friend? Hey, Papa Chula, Joe Biden. Hey, who's your daddy? Come across the border.
Now he has distanced himself, as you have noticed, from Biden, and the last 2 weeks has called out the Democrats than once.
Who's paying the bills now, right? They're staying at the Watson Hotel. $848 a night for a room. You know who's paying that bill? You, Sid, me, all the taxpayers here, and people who travel here, the few who travel to work. But
let me text the mayor.
Text the mayor. You're very dear friend now, right? By the way, are you going to Qatar with him for 3 days?
Maybe.
He's going to see World Cup to learn how to do security. Yeah, pal, the security we need in the subways and the streets that you've ignored. What are you doing in the Rockaways there? We got crime in the subways and the streets. Did he take the A train out there?
I don't think he did. I think he took a helicopter with Santa Claus.
I'll bet you he did. By the way, why don't you go to Qatar with him? Spend three days there.
I may.
Who's paying for that? We're paying for that.
Well, listen, I got to see if Todd Shapiro sends me an invite. I don't know. Next year I'm going to Puerto Rico with the mayor.
Now let me make mention that I'm here in solidarity with you. I have just castigated you. I have just basically given you a pimp slap.
Yeah.
But we're brothers in solidarity for Tom Sullivan. No better decent human being in the world. Everybody agrees, even his opponents, the Democrats. If you ask him, say, the greatest Republican we've ever met.
Well, let me go on then and state some of the things he's done. Just to emphasize your point, Curtis. Tom Sullivan served in not just one, but Iraq, Afghanistan, and Kuwait, three of them. Not only that, but he was there on 9/11, happened to be inside the building. He worked there and literally threw people on his shoulder and dragged them out. They survived the 9/11 attacks. Tom Sullivan did all this. His competitor, Stacey Amato, her claim to fame, her father was a judge and her mother an assemblywoman. She's done nothing for anybody her whole life.
Exactly. And Tom Sullivan, I mean, we overuse the term hero. You open up Webster's Dictionary, you look for hero, his picture is right next to it.
I like that.
And I had the pleasure of campaigning with him, not just this time, but when he ran against the other product of nepotism, Joe Addabbo, who was the son of the congressman. The bridge is named after him from Howard Beach to Broad Channel.
And that was back in 2018. And I will tell you that Tom Sullivan received endorsements from people like Peter King and Dove Hikind. But he was really excited when you came to Rockaway more than once.
Yes.
And paraded with him in his truck and the float, of course, as well. So Tom Sullivan and the Rockaways, the fine people there, love themselves some Curtis Sliwa.
But this is the problem. He won the election fair and square against Stacey Pfeiffer Amato, product of nepotism. She's been there for three terms as assemblywoman, free franking privilege, free everything, and she couldn't win the vote. What does that tell you? After her mother, Audrey Pfeiffer, was there 12 times, 1987 to 2001. It's like legacy. She couldn't win the election fair and square. On election night, 246 votes plus out of a total of about 32,245 votes that have been cast. He's the winner, Tom Sullivan. But oh, no. What did the Democratic Crooked County Organization do? Stop. Hold on a second. We need to count these absentee votes in these mail-ins. So Tom Sullivan says, no problem. And so it goes before the Board of Election, in which you have both Democrats and Republicans there, and they say, these are invalid. Many of them, they don't even have a postmark. They could have been brought in overnight. They're not sealed. They're not signed. It's like some schlub half in the bag was filling them out all with the same signature. So both sides throw them out. So what does Audrey Pfeiffer do for her daughter? Because she's the county clerk now, right? The county clerk, which is a member of the body of the state Supreme Court, who is part of, by virtue, every decision. She's their consigliere. We have to bring this to the state Supreme Court. We need a judge to make the decision. Well, let me see. How do you become a state Supreme Court judge? 14 years in office, right? You get appointed by the Crooked County machine. Who are they going to be obliged to help?
Oh, Stacey.
Right.
Our friend Tom Sullivan.
Right. The county
machine. Real American hero.
Do you know what it takes to become a state Supreme Court judge? $100,000 at the annual county dinner. You buy the table. They anoint you a judge. You're a little pisher. You're a little schmendrick running around the courthouse looking for work. Nobody wants you as a lawyer. Even a guy who's stuck on Rikers Island says, I hear you're a schmendrick. You're a pisher. $100,000. We make you a judge. We put you in black regal robes, right? They are indebted to Audrey Pfeiffer, to the Crooked County Democratic machine. And Audrey is 80 years old, right? Right? Joe Biden is 80 years old.
Yes.
You think it's time, Audrey, to retire? And who is her domestic partner? Glenn Riddell. And who is Glenn Riddell? President and legislative chair of the New York State Supreme Court of Officers Association.
This is the nepotism here may be unmatched.
It's in the bag.
I mean, the
it's
mother, stolen, the father, the husband, it is in the bag.
It's stolen the election. Tom Sullivan is the assemblyman. I won that district in the mayoral election.
Yes.
Lee Zeldin won that district in the gubernatorial election. Everybody knows Tom. He would have gotten more votes than I did in the mayoral election in that district, and Zeldin got in the governor's election. So you're going to tell me he's losing?
No.
And all of a sudden, Democrats and Republicans together said, wait a second, you can't count these ballots. There is no postmark. They could have been delivered overnight.
Right, but here's my first of all, he's not losing. Last I heard, he's actually up three votes. But I was told that because of all those discrepancies you're talking about, Curtis, you know better than me about this, that they were going to give these people an opportunity to fix them. And if, in fact, they fix them, then Stacey will get the votes she needs to go past Tom, which is cheating.
This is not like a rabbi and a moyo fixing you with a breast. This is a cure. They call it a cure. Hey, Frank, you work for the Department of Sanitation. You like your job, Frank? You're going to cure your ballot, Frank. I see you scribbled Tom Sullivan's name in.
Yeah,
You're going to cross it off, and let me spell it out for you. Stacey Pfeiffer. How do you spell that again? P-H-E-F-F-E.
That's funny.
In fact, your handwriting is so bad, we're going to send somebody over there who's going to block print it
in
for you. And if you don't, you know that pension of yours? You know all those extra incentives you have sitting on your butt? Back in the sanitation barn, forget that. Oh, I'll cure it right now. This is not like curing a ham.
I know.
This is fixing an election.
No question.
And you know when this happens? Thursday. Thursday in state Supreme Court, the fix will be in. We need to stand with Tom Sullivan. We need to do. Stop. Everybody needs to watch this fix. Everyone agreed he was the winner. Democrats and Republicans together say, Tom, you were the best man. You won the election. And then all of a sudden, Audrey Pfeiffer said, no, my little pretty, I'm the county clerk. I'm friends with all the state Supreme Court justices. We have lunch every day. We're going to court. How ungodly is
terrible. It is terrible. I did see, thank you for that, by the way, because as you know, the Sullivan family are friends with the Rosenbergs for the better part of 43 years. Michael, Brian, Thomas, Danny, Russ, all of them. Their father was a great New Yorker, great police detective John Sullivan, Brennan and Carr, of course, legendary roast beef restaurant. They own that, too. They're a great New York family. Joanne Arriola was actually there Saturday, too. I introduced her on stage for a couple of minutes. She had two grandsons there. What is your relationship with Joanne compared to Vicky Palladino these days?
Joanne Arriola, right?
Now what? Now what?
Joanne
She's a fine
Arriola.
Woman. She replaced
let me
Eric
say,
Ulrich.
Let me tell you. Let
she
me
replaced
tell you.
Eric Ulrich.
Let me tell you. Down the road, in the real Irish Riviera, Breezy Point, is a great man called Bob Turner.
That's where Tom Sullivan lives, and I've met Bob Turner at Mike Sullivan's house many times. He is a great man.
Bob Turner, unfortunately, lost his wife. He was so dedicated to it, devastated him. He came out to support me in this election. You know what your friend Joanne Arriola and Eric Ulrich did? Bob Turner was the congressman.
Yeah.
He won the seat of Anthony Weiner, right? Almost impossible to do.
Yeah.
A Republican winning the Democratic seat.
Right.
He served honorably. He was the county chairman. He was doing a great job. And so one day, Joanne Arriola and Eric Ulrich says, Bob, why don't you come in? We're going to have a meeting.
Uh-oh.
The Ides of March. They took out the long knives. They left them bleeding out on the floor. They took over the Queens Republican Party. They disparaged this hero. Bob Turner, they took it over. And then you know what?
What?
There was Nicole Malliotakis. She was ready to run against Bill de Blasio. And who did they give their nomination to? Your friend, Bo Dietl, which mucked it up for Nicole Malliotakis for a while. Yes. You see, you don't know about what goes on behind those curtains.
No, I know all these stories, but I refuse to talk about them because these are my friends. So.
Yeah, by the way, how's Eric Ulrich doing, your neighbor? Huh?
I don't know how he's
doing.
Did
he show up? Was he wearing a wire? Was he saying, hey, talk into my lapel here, please?
I don't know.
Have a conversation in my lapel here.
Somebody asked me this weekend, they're like, he has a really attractive girlfriend. I don't know if you ever met her, but she's a big liberal, by the way. In fact, when I met her in the bagel store, she was wearing a Kathy Hochul shirt. Really pretty girl. They're like, she must be gone. Like, once Eric Ulrich doesn't have that power of government anymore, why would she stay with him? I don't have the answer to that.
Who appointed him buildings commissioner in the most crooked agency of all city agencies? That's like putting the fox in the chicken coop. Your newfound friend, Eric Adams. You know, he might not have stopped over at your house when he texted him, but I bet you he stopped over at his very dear friend, Eric Ulrich's house, right?
Funny.
Which is right next door.
You're brilliant, Curtis. Every time you come in, I don't know how you do it, but it gets better. And better.
Oh, we
got to
say, we got to help Tom Sullivan.
We will.
Thursday.
Well, are you going to come out to Rockland on Thursday then and be out there with me?
Let me tell you something. Yeah. I didn't get invited on Saturday. Your so-called friend there decided we're not going to invite Curtis, who everyone loves out here.
That's true.
Because that would offend Eric Adams. You know that was the decision.
I don't know that. No, no, do not put
words in
my mouth.
Why don't you ask them the question? Why don't you defend me and my honor, huh?
Because it doesn't make sense for me to do that, Curtis.
Look,
I'm
you're
sorry.
The guy who would throw Donald Trump under the bus if Bruce Springsteen would come in here and do an interview with you. You're a fair weather friend, Sid Rosenberg.
Curtis Sliwa, 12:15 to 1 every weekday afternoon, all weekend long here on WABC. That's why he's an icon, a radio
Irene
legend.
Cara. Love Irene Cara.
Did
from
you love
the Bronx.
Her?
Oh,
yeah.
So good.
But she never should have taken her shirt off in the movie Fame. That killed her.
Flash dance.
Was it Flash dance?
Oh, well, you don't know. To you, they're all the same. Right? You went to all these discos, right? You heard this song. You danced to this song.
Yeah.
But you weren't like me, man. A whirling dervish on the dance floor.
I was told by my late friend Bernard, God rest his soul, that not only were you not a whirling dervish, not exactly Denny Terrio, but he said often when I watch Curtis dance, I ask myself, did he miss the polio vaccine?
Let me tell you this. I would tell the women that I would dance with as I would do the bump to Patty Duke, the hustle, and the grind. I would say, you better go for a pregnancy test in the morning. They would say, but we were dancing on the floor.
Yeah.
When I did the grind with you, you better go for a pregnancy test.
That sounds like Tracy Morgan. That's a great Curtis Sliwa, folks.
America. We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.